Blog Talk Radio.
We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We got a lot of information to give you on updates here on livedeliverance.com. Before we start, we want to welcome Evangelist Janice Taylor. Good afternoon, Evangelist. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, sir. I am well, blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and delighted to be with you all on Deliverance Ministry Internet Radio program tonight.
And you're going to be bringing the word Thursday, am I correct?
That is correct.
And the name
and
of your sermon?
Title, it will be Life in the Word. Life
Amen.
In the Word. Yeah, I'm
Amen.
Finding that a lot of people are neglecting to spend time in the Word, but they don't realize what they are forfeiting. They're actually forfeiting life in the Word because the Word is life. Amen?
Yeah. Well, that's just what I'm teaching on tonight. Why are you not reading the
Amen.
Bible?
Okay.
And same thing, that's the Holy Spirit. God is trying to get people to listen and read the Bible and understand. We're going to hear her this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Evangelist.
Now, I'd like to just say this, that, Apostle, you and I did not discuss this, did we?
No, we did not. I had no clue. No, ma'am.
No, you and I did not discuss this. So, you know that's the Holy Spirit because he speaks with one voice.
2 Corinthians 13:1. I two or three witnesses, every word should be established. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to get ready here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Again, welcome. We're about to get ready to start our live broadcast with YouTube, and we are now on air with YouTube. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. We come up against every satanic force that would block the hearer from hearing the word of God. We come up against the spirit of slumber, the spirit of irritation, deaf, dumb spirits stop you from hearing the spirit of God. We bind these demonic spirits, and we ask that the principalities and the airways be clear in the heavens so the message can get out worldwide at www.livedeliverance.com. We give all honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to be back in the United States June the 1st. And we have a copyright infringement. I want to let all my listening audience know what's going on before I get into the word. This is information from my cyber members and my supporters. If it wasn't for your financial support, I could not be on the air. It takes over $1,000 a month to run an internet radio station. That's not including other resources that I have to use. But YouTube had took me off air by a copyright infraction. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. They moving very slow on it. And if you go to Google and type my name, Emmett Overton, you will see podcasts have all of my sermons on it without my permission. So the purpose for me to return it back to Earth is for legal consultation. Live Deliverance Internet Radio will be moving to a copyright and also a trademark. We're going to trademark Live Deliverance Internet Radio. In 2024, of January 1st, we'll start Live Deliverance FM Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. Live Deliverance FM Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be talking about a subject that everybody really needs to pay attention to, because many Christians have been deceived in believing that they're Christians when their belief has no biblical proof of any reference of any sort, and they go about their lives and go listen to the preacher's sermon of intellectualism, and he has a degree, a doctorate degree, and he has wrote a thesis on religion. He has a very great oratorical skills, and some of us get caught up in traditions. Mark 7:6, the way that my mother raised me was Roman Catholic, Catholicism, and Catholics do not know the Bible, period. And it's just the grace of God that he pulls us out of this stuff. But when he pulls us out, you can also pull yourself off if you're involved with foolishness in the church. It is amazing to see people give their money to faith healers. I had a gentleman on my radio station, and I took him off air, Andrew J. Scott, Greater Works International Ministries. I'll say his name. And I don't like people getting on this radio station making profit off people. And the brother said that he had a healing, a cure for healing. He said, take these scriptures and read these three scriptures and you'll get healed. Now, in scriptures, the Bible says that ye are bought with a price. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, now, if you are bought with a price, why is it that you are going to pay in a sacrificial offering for healing? When 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for ye are bought with a price. That was the purchased blood of Jesus, whom scribes will heal. We're supposed to be getting healed by the Lord, not by the preacher. But because you don't know the Bible, this is how you're getting caught up in this. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, I want to say something because I've been getting a lot of emails. The Lord just put this on my heart. And I've been getting over 1,500 emails, people asking me, I got to say this, the Spirit of the Lord, it's the right time before I get into this sermon. Do I need to take the shot? Do I don't need to take the shot? Is the shot government? Is the government trying to kill us? Let me say this. I know a brother in the Lord, and I know a sister in the Lord. The sister in the Lord gave me word of knowledge to tell her to go get her shot. She said, okay, I'm going to pray about it. The next 5 days after that, no, 7 days after that, she got hit heavy. And the Lord gave me another word of knowledge to give another person, and they said, okay, and then they got hit heavy. I am not saying to get it or not to get it. Obey the Lord. I don't like to get into politics with this. I had to take my shots. I know that Luke was a physician. And am I for medicine? Yes. I'm for certain medicines. The Bible speaks of herbs in Genesis chapter 1:29. These are herbs of healing that I believe that people have to have because they don't have faith preachers. And I believe the Lord used medical science to help people with this. But because the so-called faith healers, they ain't touching this spirit here. Now, there's nobody touching the spirit of COVID-19 demon. You know, so I don't tell people to get it. I'm not for it. I'm not a pastor to get into politics. Jesus never taught and made any sermons about Pontius Pilate or what he was doing. Paul didn't do it. The disciples didn't do it. And I don't bring me into it, okay? Another thing people are emailing me, ask me who to vote for. You pray and ask the Lord. I don't trust none of them. I'm an independent registered voter. I don't trust none of them. I trust the Lord. So you have to pray on that too. And don't ask me any opinions about these things because I'm into the ministry. And people are being deceived every day because they don't read. They don't read the Bible. They don't read no books. They don't read no encyclopedia. They don't read the law of the land. I know the laws of Georgia. If you pull me over, you ain't gonna just tell me get out the car because I know the law. I read. I study. And when we are ignorant, we're susceptible to dangers, especially in your own life. And when it deals with your own body, mind, soul, and spirit, man, you are trusting in people and not in the word of God. If you are bought with a price, then why are you paying the preacher this so much dollars for three scriptures? And I had a lot of Jewish Christians that I know in Israel, they called me and they said, we can't support you if you keep this man on here. I said, you ain't got to worry about me because I'm finna get him off. I never got a chance to work with, never, he never want to sit down and talk to me about it. With that man 14 years and he didn't get the opportunity to sit down and talk to him. I pulled him off air. We have to know the Bible. You got certain churches deal with certain areas of the Bible and even Christians today. One simple thing in the Bible that Christians can't even agree with. You see, this is how come I know that the Lord is really looking for a sincere church. And the sincere church are those who really believe in his word and will follow it to a T. I cannot understand where the Bible and the word of God, which we need to study for ourselves. The word of God is so different than church doctrine. The Bible says that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. This is in the New Testament. Why Christians are still worshiping on Sunday? Why don't you move it on Saturday? I'll tell anybody who teaches on Sundays, try it. You'll get more healing. The anointing will come. Well, I'm not a Sabbath keeper. I didn't tell you to be a Sabbath keeper. I know that Jesus says in his word, and it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day. That's a Saturday. And his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of the corn. And the Pharisees said unto them, behold, why do they do on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And Jesus said unto them, have you never read what David did when he had need of weed and was a hungered, he and they that was with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which was with him. And Jesus saying, you ain't got to be so religious to deal with the Sabbath. If someone needs to eat, you can eat on the Sabbath. That's really what he was saying. And then Jesus made this striking comment in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. He's not Lord of Sunday. Most Christians worship on Sundays. Is it sinful? No. But should you do it on Sabbath? If I tell a person that the Lord say do it on Sabbath, they'll still find a way to go a way around it because they've been indoctrinated to do it. I moved away from it when I went to Israel. And God formed this ministry and told me, you are not serving me on a Sunday. God doesn't like it. Nobody never tells nobody that, but he doesn't. He's not Lord. Jesus never did any miracles on a Sunday. You can't find it in the Bible. This is why that you need to read and understand the scriptures, because the scriptures is so different than what we have been taught. If you turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 28, Isaiah chapter 28. And we're going to go to verse 9. In Isaiah 28, verse 9, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are worn a wing from the milk and drawn from the breast. We got to first get the milk. People don't want the milk of God, the basic understanding of the Word of God. The Bible is the central way of serving Christ. It's the Bible. It is not the building that you go to. It is what the Word of God says in every area of the Bible. That's why I'm a Sabbath keeper. Well, you're a Seventh-day Adventist? No, I'm a Christian. Jesus cast out demons on the Sabbath. Jesus healed the sick and preached on the Sabbath. He didn't do it on a Sunday. Now, Jesus tells me what I should do, you should do. I broke away from Sunday doctrine because all Christians do it on Sunday. That's not in the Bible. Sunday's in the Bible only one time. Only mentioned one time in the Bible. Jesus rose on Sunday because it's Monday. Sunday's the first day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the Sabbath. That's the Jewish calendar. But you have to understand that. We're not looking at it in a genocidal nation that we are under because we haven't been taught that. But the Lord gave me that revelation. This is why we have to get the milk and the basics of the Word of God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Hebrews chapter 5. 12 through 14. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, see as a babe. Some of us have never become a babe in the Lord. We won't be chastised by God. We don't want chastisement of God. We want to serve God how we want to serve God. Jesus says he's Lord of Sabbath. Do you ask the Lord that? Well, why is he saying that to me? That's what the word says. The word is so different than denominational and churches and people and individuals. It is amazing. Some people don't want God. Is that one of you? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10. Some people don't want God's word. Some people like to be entertained. Is that you? Because if you do, you're going straight to hell. You're going to go straight to hell with it. Jeremiah 6:10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Are you like that? You got a lot of Christians don't have no delight, but they'll go to the church. They'll listen to some mess. They won't learn nothing, and they'll go right back to the vomit and go right back to the vomit. Jesus made a very interesting statement of understanding the Bible. And the purpose tonight, and even the Lord is using Evangelist Taylor to do the same thing Thursday, maybe be in a different way, but I didn't know she was preparing no sermon like that. I talked to Brother John earlier. I didn't even know that I was teaching this until the last minute. I believe in taking no script in Luke 9, 1, 2, and 3. I don't have to go prepare no sermon. I read a lot. I study a lot. When I read the Bible, the Lord can just show me the scriptures. The Bible says we don't have to worry about what we're going to say or how that we're going to say it, but the Holy Spirit will lead us at that hour what you need to say. Luke 12, 11. Mark 13, 11 tell us we're not supposed to premeditate. So the word must flow through us. But we got to first get the milk of the word. You got to believe everything in the Bible. Now, I believe in the Old Testament. I will read out the Old Testament. There's only one thing in the Old Testament that I don't have to do no more. But everything else is applicable in the Old Testament, including the Ten Commandments. We don't have to have no more sacrifice. If I go sin, I don't have to go outside and cut a dove based on my income. That's why the Jews, they had doves, cows, whatever person can afford for a sacrifice based on their income is what the animal they sacrificed to God. Jesus took the place of Melchizedek in Hebrews 7. He's the high priest now. There's no more priest going through the Holy of Holies. When Jesus went to hell and rose on the third day and sat at the right hand of the Father, it's sealed. We need to focus on that in church denomination. Most of us don't have no faith because we don't really know what faith is. We really don't know the Bible. I find a lot of people that call me don't know the scriptures. And that's the weakness. And you have to get knowledge, and then you got to take your time and really study to get God's attention. The Bible says that you can get revelation from Jesus in Galatians 1:12. But you got to first study, get the milk, get the meat, and you're going to be tried with the word. So the more word you know, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, Jesus said another startling, everything he says I find fascinating about Jesus. And Jesus was very radical. He wasn't some man looking so humble, walking around like a homosexual, how they portrayed Jesus. That's not Jesus. That's Michelangelo's first cousin. That's another Jesus. We don't deal with that one here. We deal with the biblical Jesus. And next Tuesday, I will be teaching next Tuesday that all the black prophets in the Bible, and I will prove out the Bible that Jesus is black. I will prove it. I will prove it that he's bronze. That's a dark color. I will show in the Bible all the prophets, including Job 30:30, King James, my skin is black like an oven. That's in the Bible. The church doctrine don't teach that. The Bible has many mysteries of revelation as long as you study it. And when you study it, the Lord will reveal it to you. Now go to Luke 24:45. Luke 24:45. Then open he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Ask the Lord to open your understanding so you can understand the scripture. We don't want to take time. We want somebody to feed us, spoon feed us. This is why we do a lot of self-deliverance to teach people don't depend on me. Don't depend on me. It's the dirt. And the Lord was telling me, they see you. They don't see me. And I said, Lord, what I got to do? Give them self-deliverance. do mass deliverance in the room. We do one-on-one counseling with our tithers and people who support this ministry, yeah, because they help us. They're members, but they believe in the word. There's no Pastor's Appreciation Day here. I don't want nobody. If anybody want to send something, please send it to livedeliverance.com on the PayPal for legal fees. We have a GoFundMe. We only had $20, and we've been in GoFundMe for 3 weeks. Support livedeliverance.com internet ministry. I'm not about Pastor's Appreciation Day. That's not in the Bible. The Easter Bunny Rabbit, that is not in the Bible. Putting Christmas trees in your house, that is not in the Bible. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible now. Jeremiah chapter 10, that's in the Bible. But the Bible tells nothing about Easter Bunny. What are we doing with that? See, that's tradition. This is what's hindering us from understanding the gospel, truly. Turn to Mark chapter 7, verse 6. And he answered and said, well, have Isaiah prophesied unto you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. See, you don't want the word. If you don't want the word, you want the benefits of Christ, you've been fooled into another Jesus. Paul speaks of another Jesus in 2 Corinthians 11, 3, 4, and 5. But most prosperity ministries and people into that, Jesse the Planet, all them people don't know the Bible. They don't even know it. They just sound good. They take certain scriptures and they're flippant. But if you can't understand the true meaning of the Bible, you'll get tricked. Well, you may say, how did they get tricked like this? I'll show you. But look what Jesus says. How be it in vain do they worship me? Watch this. Teachings for doctrines, the commandment of men, not the word of God. The Roman Catholic Church are doctrines of men. The Baptist doctrines, those are doctrines of men. That ain't the word of God, because the word of God says that tongues is a sign for those who don't believe in 1 Corinthians 14, 22. In 1 Corinthians 14, 39, the Bible says, forbid no one to covet, do not stop no one from speaking in tongues. So the Bible is different from what you've been structured under the church. You may have a church that's non-denomination, speak in tongues, that's the further they're going to go. Check with everybody, then they get an interpreter. They ain't going to get nothing else. Well, the Bible speaks of different nine gifts, but if you don't know the Bible, you're going to get tricked. See, Satan tried to play that game with Jesus. Now, if he's going to try to play the game and try to check Jesus, what you think he's going to do to you if you want his little ones? Ye are my little ones, my chosen ones. What you think he's going to do to you? You ever thought about that? If the world hates you, you know that it hate me before it hated you. John 15, 18. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Now, if the world hates you and you are born again Christian, why don't you know the Bible? Do you realize what you got when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you know some of us come with false, I believe there's a false salvation spirit out there. There's a lot of people that have not really understood salvation. They understood religion. They understand legalism. They understand doctrines of men. And they understand performers. Like Evangelist Taylor said, that falsify, creating balls and bringing the air balloons to come in. And he come, Dr. Pelklet. He's walking in with diamonds on his hand and ring. That ain't in the Bible. Did you know that the Bible tells you to seek not to become rich? That's in the Bible. See, this is why we need to know the Bible. The Bible tells us, seek not to become rich. Well, the prosperity ministry definitely stands on that type of platform. So therefore, according to Scripture, according to Proverbs 23, verse 4, and I would love to read it to you, in Proverbs 23, 4, this is the importance of reading the Bible. We're going to look at reasons why. I can't give you everything about the Bible, but what God give me with the time I got, I give you. Proverbs 23, 4 says, labor not to be rich, King James, cease from thy own wisdom. So what is it that you're trying to be rich for and God tells you not to? Did you know that the word of God says in Colossians 3, 3 that your life is hidden in him? But if you don't know the word, how are you going to get guided? This is why people's prayers are not answered. This is why people are not getting healed. Because people are trusting in man. You're trusting in the building, but not in the word of God. The word of God says, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world. And it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there and content. Well, the Bible said be content. It says seek not to become rich. Why is that not being taught on the pulpit? They don't want you to know that. So you need to go home and search the scriptures like I do. Because Jesus says ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. What truth? The Bible. The Bible speaks of three truths. Why don't you get to know the Bible? You at home watching all this junk. You getting depressed by the news. You getting false information, subliminal messages coming to you. Oh, and then you wonder, how I got this lust in me. Homosexuality, blunt, all outright blunt. You got a man on a horse looking feminine talking about deodorant, look like a woman. You got men, you know, all this on TV, you sucking that up in your soul, but you're not studying. In John 14:6, Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. You've got to go through the Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus always been there. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our own creation. You need to know the Word of God. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. I want the Word. If Jesus says he's Lord of Sabbath, I believe that. And can't nobody come against me. I don't care whether you're on a Sabbath or not. That's what Jesus says in his writings. That's the word of God. And when you start living like that, you're going to have a lot of enemies because you're coming up against tradition. You're coming against a philosophy, ideology. God doesn't care about any of that. God cares about his word. God cares about his word, and you need to know the word. In 1 John 5:6, that is he that come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. The Scriptures is truth, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to rightly divide it. Now, God says a lot of things about reading the Bible. He says a whole lot about reading the Bible. He says in 2 Timothy Chapter 3, verse 16. He didn't say church. He said all scripture. He didn't say church. He didn't say Creflo Dollar Ministries is given by inspiration of God. No. He said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. So if you don't know the Bible, you don't know doctrine. For reproof. If you don't know the Bible, you don't understand chastisement. That's in Hebrews chapter 12. But you don't know it. So you can't be chastised if you don't know it. For corrections, if you're in the error, the spirit of error, 1 John 4:6, error. You error because you don't know the truth. You error because you don't know the truth. Jesus says that. Let's go to Luke 24:45. Go back to Luke 24:45. No, I'm looking for another one. Ye err because you don't know the scriptures. Go to Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 29. Jeremiah 44:29. And thus shall be a sign, and this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Now, all the problems you got, the word will keep you away from evil. You got problems. You can't get your bills paid. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. Then why are you struggling? You could have a sin in your life. You have a curse. Proverbs 26:2, a curse is not come without a cause. You need to know that out of the Bible. You need to know the Lord can take a curse and turn it into a blessing, Deuteronomy 23:5. But you don't study. You go to the preacher, and you don't get nothing there. Now, I went to a sermon one day, and it was pitiful. Let me share what he said. Good evening. My name is Dr. Johnny G. McNicholson. We're going to talk about the restoration of God today. The man of God by the hour of God with the time of God of the man of the hour. God bless you, Lord God Jesus. And it's just nothing but sound. No power. No understanding. Darkness. The Bible called it piss and dung, 2 Kings 18:26 and 27. Now, the Apostle Paul has a writing for corrections when we don't know the Bible. He even really explains it more bluntly than what I'm doing. So let's look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:34. We need to read the Bible. We need to know the word. We don't know the word. You can't come with me with no mess because I know the Bible. You ain't coming with me with nothing that ain't in the scriptures. It better be in the scriptures before you talk to me. I want chapter and verse. If not, don't come with me with that, because I just ain't going with that. I need to ask that in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15, if we're going to go to verse 34, it says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Watch this. For some have not the knowledge of God. You know why you don't have the knowledge of God? You don't study. We already know my people perish because of lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. That's understanding the word. You perish. You don't know the Bible. 15 years ago, I had a $100 bill at the mall, Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta, Georgia, southwest side of Atlanta. And I said, I own an internet radio station, and can you tell me the first miracle that Jesus did? What made Jesus famous throughout all of Israel? What made him famous? What miracle that Jesus did? I sat there, 2-3 hours. And everybody told me that the first miracle that Jesus did was turning water into wine. I heard that for 3 hours. That's not in the Bible. When Jesus cast out demons, the Bible says his fame spread throughout all of Galilee. See, that's what the Bible says. I ain't say what the church says. Forget what that is. So I don't go in them buildings no more. It's time to study the Bible for yourself. God is moving away from that. There's going to be no more foundation, new ministry starting for 5,000 to 10,000 people anymore. That's gone. Also, the Spirit of the Lord put upon me to tell you that Russia will lose this war. And straightway he called unto them and left Zebedee into the ship. And with him he hired servants went after him. And they went into Capernaum. Straightway on the Sabbath day, on the Sabbath day, Jesus did this on the Sabbath day. He did not do this on a Sunday. This is not a Sunday. Taking that out of the equation, that ain't in the Bible. Jesus did this on the Sabbath day. He said he's Lord of Sabbath. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. Jesus was a teacher, taught. He was not a preacher. That's what the Bible says. John, we know that thou art a teacher. Master, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God, John chapter 3, verse 1. That's what the Bible says. But the church says, he's a preacher. You got all these people preaching. Jesus preached. Jesus preached only one sermon, Sermon on the Mount. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as scribes. And there was in their synagogue, this is in a church, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What are we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Jesus said unto him, hold thy peace and come out. And when the unclean spirit tore him, he cried with a loud voice, and he carried him out. Verse 27 of Mark 1:27. And they was amazed, insomuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this with new doctrine? For with the authority he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they obeyed him. And immediately his fame spread about. That was a miracle that Jesus did. Casting out demons is a miracle ministry. He cast out demons. But the average Christian, they don't know the Bible. They're going to say, turn the water into wine. This is why it is important that you read the Bible. Now, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge. Is that you for tonight? Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ. Whereby, when ye read, when are you going to read? Go to Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Matthew 22, 29. Matthew 22, 29. Matthew 22, 29. These are Jesus' words. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do error. This is for any of you who don't know the Bible. Just listen to preachers on TV. Listen to Jesse DePlanis. Listen to Leroy Thompson. Listen to Joel Osteen. Swing a sweet ear in your ear all the time. Everything is okay. The Bible says there's a time and place for everything. A time to mourn, a time not to mourn, a time to die. A time for war, a time for peace. But that other gospel out there, it's just money and everything's okay. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do error. Ye is you. King James, ye. Modern day time, you. Ye do error not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. So you don't know the scriptures. This is why you're in error. And the devil will play you. He will play you with a fiddle. And this is why you don't have any victory in your life. You want to call the hotline. You want to call me at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and ask me where it's at in the Bible. No, you go study. You see, you got to know the word like Jesus knew the word. Satan tried to challenge Jesus and flip the scripture, but Jesus knew the word. In Matthew chapter 1, Jesus was able to push off the enemy because he knew the word. He was the word. And we should look at this as an example of why we need to know the Bible. The emphasis tonight is why you don't read the Bible. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 4:1, that was Jesus led up into the spirit, into the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after and a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. He used the word against the devil. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they bear thy foot against a stone. Now, that sounds good, but that's not in the Bible. Satan rewrote it, and God corrected it in the Old Testament. If you go to Psalms chapter 91, verse 11, you'll see the right teaching of the scripture. The devil took two words out. Let's see the correct way of this being quoted in the Bible by the word. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, allowed this to be in the Bible to show you that you need to know the Bible. Because the Lord knew the word. He knew it was in error. Psalms 91:11. Psalms 91:11. It says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. What did the devil say? And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. It didn't say that in Psalms 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. Look what the devil do. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, Matthew 4:6. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. None of that is in Psalms 91:11. Play that fiddle to the devil, to Jesus. The devil do you like that. You going to church. He's telling you to come on to get in this $100 million line. I've seen poor people risk and take their house note and pay, hoping for a miracle. They lost their house. They still died of cancer. Because they believed in man. They didn't believe in the word. I believe in the word. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long I knew you. I love all of you. But the word is the word, and I'm not going to go against that. If Jesus of Nazareth is Lord of Sabbath, then that's what he is. That's what the word of God says. How come we can't agree on that? Doctrine or error? Or you're just doing it and it don't bother. It bothered me because God told me to move away from it. I'm the only one teaches. I'm the only deliverance minister that's a Sabbath keeper. Jesus did all the ministries on the Sabbath. Yeah, come join me. Move your day. Pray about it. I guarantee you miracles will happen. Your ministry will grow. I was teaching on Sunday. I was stuts. The Lord said, hey. I did not. He sent me to Israel and corrected me very quick. I understood it. I was taught by it with a Jew, a Christian Jew. And I thank the Lord for giving me that experience and to be there two times. And every time I learned something. You notice that the Bible says, for he shall give his angels charge concerning thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And in their hands they shall bear thee up. See how he flipped it? And Jesus went right back and told him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus knew the word. So when you got a problem, do you know that the Bible says rest in him? Psalms 37, rest in the Lord. Do you know that's in the Bible? 11:28, come unto me all who are labored. Do you know that that's in the Bible? Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's in the Bible. Why don't you apply it? Go to Romans 15:4. You need to know the Bible. Romans 15:4. For whosoever things was written afore was written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comforts of the scriptures, might have no hope. See, we don't know the scriptures, we ain't gonna have no hope. And a lot of you don't have no hope, you don't know the Bible. I pray that you're getting convicted tonight. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, because I'm just going to pound you with this word so you can get to, hey, I need to read the Bible. I didn't know that the Bible says all this about reading the Bible. Well, it does say that about reading the Bible. And you need to read the Bible. People don't want to get out of your laziness and cut that TV off. I watch a little Mission Impossible, you know. I love the old movies every now and then, but I'm not trying to stay up in there and watch that mess all day. First Timothy 4:13. Where is it at, Lord? First Timothy 4:13. Okay. In First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, it says, Until I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. We are supposed to give attention to this. We want to watch TV. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Bible says that by reading the Bible. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. See, I studied this. I ain't looked this up. I studied it. I don't look up stuff to find scripture. I study it. Search, like hidden treasures. You got to ask the Lord to make you love to read the Bible. I love reading the word. I don't like, I can't be deceived. Revelations 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You're being blessed if you read the word of God. Jesus says in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, they which are testify of me. He wants us to search the scriptures. He doesn't want us ignorant. 2 Timothy 2:15. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto Pastor Emmett Overton. No. To show thyself approved unto Creflo Dollar. No. Study to show thyself approved under the Church of God in Christ. No. Study to show thyself approved under Jesse DePlantis. No, no, no. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. So when you read the Bible, you have to study to be approved unto God. And if you humble yourself, Lord Jesus, you have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. Psalms 131, verse 1 through 3 tells us that if we humble ourselves, the Lord will reveal the scriptures and get rid of your pride. A God-fearing family can't be a God-fearing family if they don't know the Bible. Psalms 128, verse 1 through 6 tells the blessings of a God-fearing family. Psalms chapter 31, verse 1 through 3 tells us how to be humble. The word of God, the prayer of a believing heart, teaches us how to pray according to Psalms 139. But you don't know the word. You don't know the benefits of the word of God. The word is settled in heaven, Psalms 119, verse 89. The word is a shield, Psalms 115. Do you believe that? I'm just reading it. You have to believe it, too, when you read it. And if you don't apply it in faith, ain't nothing going to happen. It's just a book. But it becomes alive when you believe that Jesus said these two things of the Holy Spirit as men move by the Holy Spirit. The word bears record in heaven, 1 John 5:7. It bears record. But the devil don't want to keep you from, he want to keep you from reading his Bible now. He don't want you to, he'll do anything he can to distract you from sitting down, studying the word of God for yourself. God does not want us to be ignorant of his word. Stop putting your trust in a man. In a woman. Psalms 118 verse 8 says, it's best to put thy trust in the Lord, to put any confidence in a man. And 11, go look at it. It's in the Bible. We shall understand the scriptures so they can understand us, so we can become like Christ, not like the church building, not like the pastor or his doctrine. There are doctrines out here that's so full of crap that is far away from the scriptures. And in these last days, people getting caught up. It's called doctrines of devils. Don't be caught up with doctrines of devils. We're about to close. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit speaking, especially that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils. The Holy Spirit has explicitly revealed that in the latter times, there will be a falling away both from a personal faith in Christ and from scriptural truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, Jude chapter 1, 3, and 4. They will apply within the church compromising ministers who are highly gifted, but yet no anointing. Anointed by God, some will accomplish great things for God, preach gospel truth effectively, but will depart from the faith and will gradually turn to seducing spirits and false doctrines. Because of their former anointing and zeal for God, they lead many people. That's on the Great Tribulation. And if you don't know the Bible, you will be misled. Many believers will fall away from the faith because they will fail to love the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. And resist the sinful tendencies of these last days. Matthew 24:5, Matthew 24:10-12, 2 Timothy 3:2-3. Thus, the dissertation of the gospel and compromising ministers will find themselves moved totally away from the power of God, yet bringing in legalism within the church. But the choice is yours. Do I want to continue to be my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, or do I need to know the word? Well, I don't need to call Dr. Hemmington or pay $1,000 for this, $1,000 for that, and pay somebody. I don't do that. Listen to Derek Prince. That's what I... listen to. I'm reading that for 15 years. He's not exciting, but I tell you what, he knows the word. You don't need to be entertained when it comes to the word of God. We have been through that. It ain't got you nowhere. Where you still have the same sickness you had 5 years ago? Then you need to leave that church. Do you know anything about the devil? Because the word tells us a lot. Do you know scriptures about the devil? Job 1:6-13, Job 2:3-13, Isaiah 14:12-17, Ezekiel 28:12-19, Daniel 4:34-36, Daniel 10:12-14, Matthew 17:14-18, Matthew 28:18-20, Luke 4:1-13, Luke 10:18. Through 20, Luke 13:15-16, John 8:42-45, Acts 5:3-4, 2 Corinthians 4:3-6, 2 Corinthians 11:4, Ephesians 4:25-27, Ephesians 6:10-20, Colossians 1:11-14, Colossians 2:13-15, 1 Thessalonians 2:17-20, Hebrews 2:14-15, James 4:7-10, 1 Peter 5:8, 1 John 3:7, 1 John 4:6, Revelation 12:7-12, and Revelation 13:5, and Revelation 20:10. We need to know everything about the devil. We need to know about demons. We need to know about the Holy Spirit. We need to know about the anointing of God. We need to know about the 9 gifts of God. We know about the prophetic, speaking in tongues, prophecy, interpreting, cast out demons, heal the sick, reconciliation, sanctification, justification, which is not taught in holiness, which is no subject at all in the church. This is why you need to read the word. The choice is yours. Do you want to stay ignorant or do you want to believe the word? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the teaching of this word tonight. We thank you that we need to study and not be deceived by the wicked one or some false preacher who claimed himself to be a preacher. Lord, I ask that the hearer hear these words and take attention to the Spirit and ask that they correct themselves and humble themselves and come unto you as their shepherd to teach them by that of the Holy Spirit. We give this precious thing to you now, Lord Jesus, in your holy name, we say, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. God bless you at Live Deliverance. Come join us at area code 646-378-1857. We're going to give you a chance to get off Facebook Live and come join us, area code 647-378-1857. Please sow a seed here at livedeliverance.com. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner, you see a PayPal. Sow a seed there. If not, you can also go to supportlivedeliverance.com at GoFundMe and sow a seed to keep us on air for legal funds for this attorney. And we will gain our ground back. People are stealing all of my content. It's the Lord's content that they stole, but God told me to go on the Internet and go, and I type my name in. I said, oh, my God, God is good, but he's going to work that out. Study yourself approved today unto God, not to man. Don't please man. Please his word. Shalom to you. And come join us right now at Blog Talk at 646-378-1857. Those who are listening to me here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, God bless you. We're going to go back with Frederick K.C. Price, The Resurrection. Shalom to those who are listening to me also at livedeliverance.com. Thank you. Getting ready to come in now to our Blog Talk room. And we're going to take one intermission, and then I'm going to get from that intermission straight to scriptures.
I'm Don Daler, and this is 2020 in Touch. Although it's not talked about openly today, exorcism is practiced by the Catholic Church almost daily somewhere in the world. Elizabeth Vargas travels to Rome, where there is a growing demand for the ritual of exorcism.
Hold it, hold it.
Leave.
No!
No!
Leave.
It is something this Los Angeles woman, seen in the documentary Satan Unmasked, says brought her peace. It is something a woman behind these glass doors in Italy hopes will save her. Exorcism, the casting out of demons through ritual prayer, is practiced in many faiths. It is most often associated with one, Roman Catholicism.
Exorcism has deep roots in Catholic tradition when performed by priests given special permission by their bishops. The number of priests approved to perform exorcisms has grown with demand. Here in Italy, about two decades ago, there were 20 approved priests to perform exorcisms. Today, there are 350.
Last month, Father Frank Desiderio, an executive producer of Polish Productions, was in Rome interviewing exorcists for the documentary Satan Unmasked. They spoke with Father Gabriele Amorth, who was for years the chief exorcist at the Vatican.
I average 10 or 12 exorcisms a day, about 3,000 exorcisms a year. Now multiply that by 21 years, and it's more than 60,000 exorcisms.
Some time ago in this Litchfield home, wife and mother Pat Redding felt as if she were possessed by evil spirits. She went through a series of 16 exorcisms, witnessed firsthand by her daughter Michelle.
When you see the person that you love being attacked by something invisible, so heinous and so disgusting, you will look for anything to stop it.
The situation started, says Michelle, with strange banging noises in their home. It moved on to a mysterious overturning of all their furniture, and eventually to attacks on Pat Redding from an invisible force.
It would rip her hair out. There'd be plenty of witnesses, and it would rip it right out of her scalp. An invisible force. She'd scream. She'd jerk backward. I'd turn around. She'd be in pain. Of course, she would panic. She'd cry. She was shocked.
And did she have actual physical marks on her body?
Absolutely.
And they couldn't have been self-inflicted?
No. Bite marks on her back. She would end up with black and blue marks in the most bizarre places that she wouldn't have been able to do herself.
Fearful and bewildered, the family turned to a team of paranormal investigators led by John Zaffis, who is now writing a book on the...
Okay, we're back now. I'm just getting back. Oh, my God. I'm just getting an email. We're going to open up our lines. Evangelist Taylor, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here, Apostle.
I'm getting an email from Sister Janet Margaret from San Diego, California. She said to tell you, God bless y'all. She said she was at a faith ministry, and the pastor told her to give me 2 months of your house no payment. And if you give me 2 months of your house no payment, the third month your baby will be healed. And she said her baby died.
That is the most common form of deception today amongst these so-called prophets. And I call them, they call themselves prophets of God. I call them P-R-O-F-I-T-S, prophets. And they are not of God. They are hirelings for filthy lucre. And the key to what this Sister Janice Martin is saying is, sister, you will find that nowhere in Scripture. The apostle is teaching tonight on the Word of God and what is written in the Word of God, and you will find that nowhere in Scripture did God ever send a prophet with a message to anyone that they had to pay for or a
That's
blessing
right.
that they had to buy. This
oh,
is trickery. This is deceit. And it's downright larceny. It's larceny without a gun or or a weapon. It's using words. As a matter of fact, they have a law on the book called larceny by trickery. And these people need to be locked up. They need to be locked up because they are lying on God. And I'm going to tell you what they are doing. They are raping whole churches. And why? Yeah. It's because of the lack of the word. This is why the man of God is teaching tonight on this. This is why I'm going to be coming on Thursday with this, because of this foolishness that is going on. People have lost so much by a false prophet who came in and absconded with the whole churches, their 401k money. People have lost everything listening to these false prophets, but it is not in the word of God that you should buy a blessing or buy a word from God. If God got a word for you, trust me, that word is not with a price.
Also, this guy named John Feltman is emailing me to Evangelist Taylor. The pastor told me that I had to pay $600 a month for 6 months to get a position in the church. Is that biblical? Lord, have mercy. Jesus.
That is not biblical. As a matter of fact, when Martin Luther wrote his 95 Theses, this is what he wrote it against. The church in England, they were paying for offices so people could become a deacon or a lay minister if they had money. But Jesus said in his word, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me that I might preach deliverance to the captives, to the poor. So he came to bring the gospel to everybody. He said, because the Pharisees, they only preached to the wealthy because they thought they were so self-righteous. So what Jesus did was he came to level the playing field. He came so that everybody, this is God so loved the world that whosoever will, you cannot buy a position. If you do, trust me, they will take it back. They will renege on you. They'll take it back, or they'll charge you more money to keep it. That is totally unbiblical, and nowhere in Scripture will you find. He appointed the deacons. He appointed apostles. He appointed prophets. He appointed evangelists and teachers for the perfect of the church, and nowhere was money attached to it. Nobody has to buy a position in the church. If you do, that is not a godly church, and you need to run for your life.
We got another email. Sister Samuel Silmore says she had to leave a church because the pastor was charging her $2,000 for a deliverance session for 15 minutes. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They got, you know,
that's
this
crazy.
There's a guy, Bob Larson. If you go on his website, he's charging.
I broke away
from
him.
Yeah, he's charging big money.
I started with him before I got on the radio. I started with him when I got on the radio station. And they over there believe in altered personalities. That's not in the Bible. The Bible says you got one body, one mind, one soul, and one spirit. Altered personalities are demonic. They send demons to the pit. Jesus Christ never sent no demons to no pit. There's nowhere in the Bible that you can show me he told the demons to go to the pit.
Well, I can tell you one thing. When I went to his website and saw how much he charges for a virtual session, for an in-person session, for a session with somebody else, for a session with him, I mean, these are 30-minute sessions, and he's charging like $695. People who are demon-possessed, they can't afford that, and it's not biblical.
No, it's not.
It's not. You know what that is? I'm going to tell you what that is. Go to Acts chapter 16. Go to Acts chapter 16. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 16. Glory be to God. People better read their Bibles. People have
better read their Bibles.
Yeah, this is why this foolishness is going on, because they are not reading the Bible. Let me see. We're going to start Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. It says, And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. You see how nice that sounds? That sounds biblical. But this woman was making money with these things. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Well, we know the story. When she couldn't make no more money, Peter and John, they got beat. They got locked up, and then they were beaten publicly. But let me tell you something. When people start telling you, oh, I know your phone number, or I can see whose social security number is this, or whose address is this, you should not be deceived by that foolishness, because what does knowing your address or knowing your social security number or your phone number have to do with the kingdom of God? You ought to know your own social security number and your own phone number and your own address. Mm-hmm. That's divination.
That's right. Another thing, too, Evangelist Taylor, I'm glad you – I'm going to let Pastor Rodriguez Baker come in, too. One of my spiritual sons, he's on staff. Sister,
Amen.
There is a lot of people don't know – the reason why people are being deceived, they don't know how to test the spirit. They don't test the Spirit. They don't know the scriptures. They don't have no discernment. They don't use the Holy Spirit. They just believe anything. I mean, for a person to tell you to give your last, that's nowhere in the Bible. That's not biblical. Oh, Jesus.
God never asked anybody for that.
He so didn't. Pastor Rodriguez Baker, United States Army, you with Evangelist Janice Taylor, U.S. Navy sailor, and you are with Emmett Overton, U.S. Navy sailor. Roger out, Big Baker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I have to really co-sign on what Evangelist was talking about, how vital it is important to really study the word for yourself. Because especially in these last days, in these last hours, going to be so much deception. And then it just seeing that people really don't know the word, so they really believe what these people, these preachers are saying. And get to the point where they really seeing these preachers and pastors as God himself. They taking on what they saying. And then they wonder why, like you said earlier, why they having so many issues in their life. Like, for an example, I have a auntie whose pastor is gay. She's gay.
Jesus.
And I even asked her one time, why does she continue to sit under that? You know, she really couldn't answer it. But as I grow spiritually, I really understand that he's really deceived. She's really deceived. She's gay. She wearing African unks. And one time I just got on Facebook one time and just wanted to look at one of her sermons. And I just seeing all the people in there just raising their hands and praising the Lord off of stuff that she's saying. And I'm like, and these people know she lives this lifestyle. She lives this lifestyle. She even has a wife, a girlfriend, and everything. And I got my auntie continues to go to this foolishness. And I see people worshiping and lifting their hands. And I said the last time I recall, the scripture says, who shall come into the holy tabernacle? He that has clean hands and a right heart and a clean heart and a right spirit. So how can you be worshiping God and there is no conviction?
Yeah.
So I really just kind of look at these people who are in the church and they have no conviction. Like, but what gets me is that they know better. They say they're Christians, but yet you still think you're going to enter into the kingdom of God like that. So it's very vital important that you study the word of God and stop being deceived, because in these last days it's going to get worse and worse.
Yes, it is.
Bishop Carlton Pearson, who used to be with ORU, he graduated from Oral Roberts University. He has been deceived and is now deceiving countless people by saying, first he came out and said that God told him that everybody was already saved. If that were true, then why did Jesus come? And yeah, if that was true. And then the second thing, now he went to the gay church and they have made him the bishop of the gay church. And now he is advocating for homosexuals, saying, who are we to tell other people who to love? First of all, that's not love. That's debauchery. That is animalistic lust. That is not love. And they claim Bishop Carlton Pearson.
Never heard of him.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He used to be Oral Roberts' number one man. Oh, he preached all over the world. He was well sought after. And now he himself has been deceived by saying God told him, which we know is a lie. He said God told him that everybody is already saved and that now he's advocating for homosexuality. He said that's just a different lifestyle, but they love Jesus and they are saved. I said the devil is a lie. I'm going to send you the clip.
She's absolutely right, because that same gentleman she's talking about, he also went on and spoke and said that hell doesn't exist.
What?
He even said that. Yes, he that same guy she's talking about, he said hell doesn't exist. He believed it was a lie. And speaking also on that, a lot of people don't want to hear this guy, T.D. Jakes. He was on the Oprah show, and Oprah asked him, do you believe that the homosexual community and the church can coexist together? He said yes.
He compromised the word of God.
Compromised under pressure to take tithes and offering. He wants that money.
And this is what I was expressing to my wife earlier today, because she was watching the movie The Passion of the Christ. And she was watching how he was getting beat, and I was sharing with her. I said, it's amazing how these preachers and everybody said that they're friends with the world. They're Christians, but everybody likes you. But we're looking at Jesus, nobody liked him. So something's wrong. How are you having all these friends? They got 5 million followers. Everybody likes you, but nobody likes Jesus. When Jesus clearly said, if they hate me, they're going to hate you.
Yep. That's what he said.
So if everybody likes you and you have all these friends, you can go on the Oprah show, you can go on these TV shows and compromise just so you can keep your
followers. Well, you in the word, brother. You in the word, because the word of God says, beware when all men speak well of you, for so spake their fathers of the false prophets.
Evangelist Taylor, he's on my staff.
You remember
Rodriguez, Evangelist Taylor?
I don't remember him. I think I met him one time.
Yeah, he's on my staff.
Amen. But you know what? We're on the same page, because as I talked about last week, beware of the deception. That deception, that homosexual demon is really spreading himself like a Green Bay tree. The scripture said, I have seen the wicked spreading himself like a Green Bay tree, but lo, I sought him and he was not. In other words, his day is coming, and it's coming quicker than he thinks. The wicked will receive their just reward.
Absolutely. And
Jesus Christ.
Take heed to what she is saying, because we're in the last days, and this is not the time to fold and give in now.
That's true.
You're going to be in or you're going to be out. It can't be halfway in and halfway out.
And people would rather hear a lie today than the truth. That's why they're not reading the word, Apostle Overton. They're not reading the word, because once you read that word for yourself, you are held accountable for it. So they would rather go to somebody else and say, well, he said this or she said that. They would much rather go and hear a lie and believe it than to get in the word and to be held accountable for it.
That's true. I had one guy told me, Rodriguez and Sister Taylor, hey, don't tell me that. I don't want to be responsible. I said, I got to tell you. You putting a curse on your children. You committed adultery. And he looked at me, 2 Peter 2:14, where that's at in the Bible? Man, that guy got so angry. I said, you putting it, and then he got up and said, whoa. And I was young in the ministry. I'll be honest, Brother Rodriguez and Sister Vance. He jumped up. I pulled that 40 caliber out and cocked it. I said, wait, what's up? What's up?
Okay.
I said, whoa. I can get you the okay. Jesus of the devil real quick, the next move you make. You know,
that military came out in you. That military came out in you.
Yeah, he got up, rose, and balled his fist. And then it big, what, 6'11", about 240, looked like you bench press 400. I said, I can put this 40 caliber. That'll bring him down.
Well, you see, they don't want to hear the truth. And
they don't
want to
hear lies. They want to hear it. That's what they want to hear.
But it's not so sad that they are deceived. It's sad
yep.
that they are deceiving others. Like Minister Rodriguez said, his aunt is sitting in the church where the pastor is a lesbian. She's deceiving others. If she herself was just deceived, because, you know, I had one try to tell me she had a wife. I told her, you don't have no wife. You don't have no wife. No,
Jesus.
You can't. Because you're a woman. How can a woman have a wife?
Wow.
You deceived, not me.
I'm
not
going to
come and
argue
with that.
I had a Bishop Drew. Bishop Drew. Lord Hemmers. Blog Talk Radio. Omega Man Radio. I called in one time. I just wanted to check everything out. He saw me come in on the phone. Oh, I see it, Pastor Overton. Listen to me. And now, when someone tells me to listen to me, the first thing I'm going to do is test the spirit. I'm going to wait on the Lord out the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established, 2 Corinthians 13:1.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping on nobody's prophecy. So he told me, the Lord showed me, in 8 months, you're going to have a big old building. Now, when he said that, I had just moved out of a building that I was paying $900 a month when I first started in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, when is this going to be? In 8 months. I said, okay, I'll call you back, and I'll just leave it on the altar to 8 months. No, you need to receive it. I said, no, there ain't nowhere in the Bible. Now, don't be pushing that down my throat, because that's nowhere biblical. So I'm going to call you back in 8 months. I ain't going to forget you. He thought I was going to forget him. I called him back and said, you old lying prophet. You're a lying. It's 8 months. Still don't have no building.
Okay.
You're a lying prophet. I called him out live. Open rebuke is better than love. I called him out. I said, that ain't nowhere in the Bible for what you told me, because God had just told me to move from a building. But people are so desperate that I got a church that a pastor, he called me from Glendale, Arizona, and his church, this fool, go buys 500 Ouija boards, put it in the church Friday night. Yes, on Friday night, and they call it Ouija board night. They manifesting, people can't sleep at night, and I'm dealing with these folks with a mass deliverance because people don't know, they don't even know that that's witchcraft. You got Christians in the yoga meditation, and the Bible says meditate on the word. Didn't it say meditate on nothing else?
Absolutely.
They opening up themselves to portals. They open up themselves to the kingdom of darkness when they participate in yoga. And so what they do now, let me tell you how clever the enemy is. They'll say, we have Christian yoga. There's no such thing.
Yeah,
no,
I heard that before. I heard
Christian
this.
Yoga.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Christian yoga. If y'all want to really see a story based off what Pastor Evander is talking about, pull up the story about Jim Jones. How he led thousands of people.
Yes, he did. Jim Jones. That was in my spirit, Rodriguez. I had that in my spirit. The Lord used you to say it. I saw it.
900 people. 900 people in Johannesburg drank cyanide Kool-Aid and killed themselves listening to this man. The bodies were so bloated that the United States, the families didn't even want the bodies back here in the United States. But see, I'm going to tell you something. You didn't even have to be a rocket scientist to know that this man was crazy. First of all, he was having sex with all the little young girls, 13 and 14 years old. And then when he saw that the end was coming, he told all these people at gunpoint to drink cyanide Kool-Aid. I would have told him, you first.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You first.
David Koresh, 1991. Koresh.
Okay.
That's when you follow pastor. Yeah. But you got, there's a pastor here in Jamaica recently, about 6 months ago, went to Africa, picked up the black arts, brought it back to Jamaica, and he was cutting people's hearts out in the church.
Yeah, that's wicked, man.
Homosexuality is hitting Jamaica now.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I remember. You know why? It's because in Kingston, which is the capital, they erected a statue there in Kingston of a penis.
What?
Yeah, that's why it's hitting Jamaica. A statue is now of a penis. It's now has been erected in the capital of Kingston, Jamaica, and that is attracting that unclean spirit to that island.
Jesus. Wow!
Jesus
wow.
Christ!
Wow!
World coming to
also,
the end. And I
also
go ahead, Robert.
Speaking on that, I don't know if you're telling you this, Pastor, but in Canada, they passed a law that if pastors speak against homosexuality, they can go to jail now up to 5 years.
Oh yeah, I got an email. I got an email from a deliverance minister who I know in Alberta, Canada. They put him in jail yesterday.
Wow. See, the Antichrist spirit is here.
It's here.
Yeah, it's very prevalent. It's very prevalent. In the United States.
As long as I'm alive, I'm teaching right out the Bible. And they got to cut my head off, then cut it off, because I'm not compromising
Amen.
The word of God. Uh-uh. I'm not, this is all I got.
And parents.
Amen.
Parents, I'm a parent. I advise you parents to really, really monitor your kids and what they watch on TV, what they hear, and who they hang around, because that influence is very strong. And if you become passive and you become ignorant yourself, that spirit going to get your children. Trust me, the devil, he don't care nothing about your children. It's not like, oh, he's like, well, they children, I'm not going to bother them, they innocent. He's not going to do that. So Christian parents who believe in the word, really, really teach your children the word, really teach them the things of God, give them conviction. That's what I do
you know
with my
what?
Kids. I'm teaching them.
That's a confirmation, Rodriguez, because most parents want the football players or the NFL players or some athlete to be their leader to look to. They need to look at the father.
Absolutely. They inspired by
the what was that book? What was that book that all these children were reading about witchcraft? It was a major book. Harry Potter. And do you know what some parents had, now that book was full of witchcraft. Do you know what some parents had the nerve to say? Well, at least he's reading. Yeah, but look at what he's reading.
Yeah, that's true. People don't have discernment, man. Yep.
It's in the cartoons now. Witchcraft is all in the cartoons.
Yes, it is. I saw a cartoon. I was at a pastor's, me and Pastor Earl from Jamaica was on the way to Mapin. We had to go pick up somebody, and a lady crossed the street. We had to go pick her up, and she needed a ride. I happened to look at the commercial and the cartoon and say, Satan is good. He's a good man. I said, Lord,
you see that?
Jesus Christ.
You see that?
I got people. The Bible said, oh, yeah, little Nas X, you turned me on to him. He's a Satanist. Somebody said he didn't turn to Satanism.
Is. He is.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
He made some shoes that by Nike that were dedicated from Satan and had real blood in them, and they sold out. So these children were buying the shoes, had the Baphomet, the satanic symbols, and they sold out. They love
and
videos,
you know
man.
Who bought a pair of them? You know who got? They made 1,000 pair. And one person who got a pair was Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. You know, they buddies. He did a song with her dad. That first song he had was with her dad, so you know they.
Yeah.
You know she's gay. She got divorced to go to a woman, so she's all into that heavily. Very like people looking at like Dwayne Wade.
They said Dwight Howard like that too, Rodriguez. Dwight Howard.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know definitely Dwayne Wade is. He allowed his 12-year-old son to be a woman, change his name, and support
him.
So that's why I allow my kids to watch TV.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta, and these cell phones. You know, I had a girl. I did a deliverance service down in Tampa, Florida, and before I could get back home, I had a girl call me and say she had a problem. She was at the service, so she was struggling with pornography. I had never heard of such a thing. I said, pornography? I didn't know women struggled with that. So I said, well, how are you getting this? You know, she told me she would pull it up on her phone at work and go in the bathroom and take care of herself. And I said, what? And she said, yeah. She said, but I want to go on with my ministry. I said, what ministry? You don't have a ministry. She said, an old mother at the church told her she would be all right and for her to go on with her substance abuse ministry. And so when I told her she didn't have no ministry, I said, honey, you need to get delivered. And she said, well, the church mother told me I would be all right. I said, if you believe that, then what did you call me for? Yeah, if you believe you will be all right, what you on my phone for?
Yep, you don't want no help. That's one thing I learned. You can't help those who don't want to be helped. I learned that from Derrick Prince.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
I got a testimony to show y'all how wicked things are. I can't give the name, but I can give the country, Switzerland. I had two guys. I got four. Can't say no name. They done had sex with sheep, and when he said, how you doing, Apostle? That's how he sounds.
Jeez.
Wow.
It's
how wicked
out here. It's wicked. I'm doing deliverance from him. I said, who told you that? Well, I ain't have nobody. Oh, people doing anything out here.
Yes, it's a free-for-all now. It's no restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the Bible say? When the people cast off restraint, it's total lawlessness. And Apostle, you brought this out the other night when you were teaching so beautifully. I took so many notes that night. I took so many notes because you gave the parallel between the days of Noah and the parallel between the days of Lot, and you compared it to today's days. And I'm telling you, it is a complete, exact parallel. Everything that was happening in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot is happening now.
Homosexuality.
Everything.
Blunt homosexuality.
Everything.
Violence in the earth. Genesis 6:11.
Yep. Corruption.
Pressure. Extreme corruption.
All of it.
Witchcraft. And I tell you,
murder.
We're running out of time. Boy, we
alone.
In jungle. Oh, huh?
Murder, like just my city alone, Atlanta. Somebody getting killed every day. The spirit
Jesus.
Of murder is heavy in Atlanta.
Jesus.
Well, let me ask y'all, have y'all heard of artificial intelligence and transhumanism?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I heard of it.
They doing all this stuff.
Yeah, transhumanism is where they are trying to take a human being and enhance a human being by through machinery. So it will be like adding parts to the human, to his brain, to his body, to make him sort of like the $6 million man. And they're going to begin to replace humans with these transhumans. And I'm telling you, they're getting into some crazy stuff, but I know from the scriptures that God is going to stop them in their tracks, because when they tried to build the tower of Babel into heaven, God stopped them. So they will be stopped.
Yes, he will, sister. Yes, they
he
will.
He will stop them. And this artificial intelligence is where they are implanting. You know how they have this thing, Siri and Alexis, and that's where, and that's artificial intelligence.
Yes,
and they intend to use that to replace. Now you can call somewhere and you think you're talking to a human being, and it is an artificial intelligence that you are talking to. It is not a human being.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I've seen that. I've seen that on YouTube. And not only that, let me tell you something more wicked. The state of Maryland is trying to pass a law that that they can have an abortion 28 days after the baby is born.
Oh.
Well, New York got them beat because New York said after the baby is born, the mother can decide to kill it after it is born. She can say that she got so many hours to say kill it or let it live.
That's evil, man. That's not evil. If you can't recognize that evil.
I tell y'all, I done heard so much from y'all. I done learned from you, Pastor Baker. I learned from you tonight, Sister Vange. I love all y'all. Man, you know one about all of us? We all one accord. We on one accord. Straight
scripture. Amen. We got to stay on top of this stuff.
You got to stay on top of the scriptures. And we're going to see you, what, Thursday at 8 o'clock?
Yes. Thursday at 8 o'clock, my time.
Well, hopefully I'll be there because Thursday, my baby, my son might be here. He might be born on Thursday or Friday. So if I'm going to try to be in.
Well, we congratulate you on that baby boy. We congratulate you on that, man of God.
He got word of knowledge 8 months. The Lord gave him word of knowledge 8 months ago.
Yep, I remember that. Wow. Word of knowledge called me out of nowhere. Said, Rodriguez, the Lord told me that you about to have a son and to name him Joshua. 2 weeks later,
glory be to God.
2 weeks later, my wife found out she was pregnant. Then, 4 months later, we found out it was a boy.
Amen. God don't lie. You know why God don't lie? Because it is impossible for God to lie.
Absolutely.
God used Rodriguez at 19 years old. I remember him at 19. Now he's married, went to the military, stayed with the Lord, always tithe, never not tithe. And look how God got him now.
Okay.
God been good to me. All glory to God. God is great.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. Sister Taylor, close us out in prayer. Rodriguez Bakes, we got you. You can come in Thursday. Let me know when you have the child. You know you got to start anytime you're ready. You on R&R because of your baby. When you get ready to teach, you know the door's open for you. God bless everybody. Love you, Brother Rodriguez. Congratulations on your son, Joshua. Well, Lord, we thank you for his new child. We speak blessings upon him, the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We bind any demons that's assigned to him even before he come out the womb. You will not attack this child. By the blood of Jesus, we post angels around the presence of this child in birth and through his life, and that this child will be a seed of Jesse through Jesus, just as his son, and inherit the righteousness of Christ Jesus through his a father and generational wealth from him into his next descendant. In Jesus' name we speak it. Amen.
Father, we just want to say thank you tonight for this opportunity. How good and pleasant it is for men and brethren and even the sisters to get together and dwell together in unity, oh God, especially when we exalting the name of Jesus, for there is no name greater than the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that your name is a strong tower and the righteous can run in and we are saved. We thank you tonight, God, how you met us here, how you were just with us, how you spoke to us tonight, and how you taught us tonight. Father, we thank you. Now, God, let us not just be hearers of the word. Let us apply this word to our heart. I pray for this radio listening audience tonight that every word that was spoken tonight will be a blessing to your people, oh God, and that they would just become doers of the word of God. Father, we pray that you would keep Apostle Overton, keep Minister Rodriguez, Keep your people until the next appointed time, God. Preserve us, oh God, that we may fulfill the plans and purposes of God here in the earth. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. We thank you tonight, oh God, for all that you said and done for us, and we give thy name the praise, and we bless your holy name until the next appointed time, God. We lift up the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that we pray for the Ukrainian people. We pray for the country. Lord, we ask that this war be ended. Father, I thank you for telling me to tell the people that Russia will lose. Russia will lose this war. Lord, we thank you for the revelation knowledge.
Thank you,
this.
Lord.
Lord, we thank you that the people will finally get their freedom. They have. We ask that you sustain these people, give them their needs, give them whatever they need, deliver them from this evil principality of Magog that is in Ezekiel 38. We send that principality back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless and good night.
Amen.